This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
Do you feel nervous when the markets drop, or maybe worried you're going to be missing out when they're climbing? You're not alone. These ups and downs can be stressful for anyone, no matter how experienced. But today on our show, we're going to be talking about how to help protect your savings and even find ways to make the most out of a shaky market. I am here with Camille Butterfield. She is the daughter part of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group right here in Sacramento. Here again to give you some really good advice about retirement planning. We have some good stuff that we're going to be covering today. I want to start off with our phone number, 916-884-2584. You may call that number or you can text if you like to text. Just text the word visit to get on their calendar. Also, you're going to hear Camille and I talk about the Dream Retirement Toolkit. And that toolkit includes a lot of helpful retirement resources. It includes a complimentary copy of Camille's new book, Countdown to Retirement. To get that, all you have to do is text the word KIT. All right. Again, 916-884-2584. So excited to have you along with us today. Camille, great to be here with you.
Great to be here with you too, Luann, and thank you so much for all of our listeners tuning in. Today's going to be, it's going to be a fun show just because, you know, we're going to be talking about volatility, taxes, you know, those things that are on top of mind right now, especially with some shakier markets that started off this year. And depending, you know, if you're listening to us live on the radio or if you're listening to us on our website, since we do put on our shows all on the website so you can listen to them at any point in time. You know, the market may be up or that may be down today. So it all depends, but we're here to, you know, really help you understand and help say, how do you navigate volatility and how do you look at taxes in retirement?
Okay, so let's just get started. You know, we are seeing days of volatility or weeks of volatility in the markets. How important is it for retirees to be proactive, Camille?
It's incredibly important. I'm going to say, especially for retirees, you know, when you're working, a dip in the market could feel like a speed bump. You know, you're still contributing, you're still making money, you're not relying on that money. But when you're retired and you're starting to draw income from your portfolio, that same dip can feel like you're hitting a pothole without a spare.
Oh my gosh.
One of those things, because they just feel a little bit different. You're maybe paying attention to it a little bit more too now that you're in retirement. So being proactive doesn't mean trying to time the market. It means having a plan in place before volatility hits. That way you're not making emotional decisions in the moment and you're following a process that was designed to handle the ups and downs. That's exactly what we do here at Monolith Financial Group. And I've had recent conversations with some of our clients who they're seeing all the news headlines, seeing social media, you know, you can't escape all this news going on. And a lot of times we just have to say, let's take a step back. Let's try to remove the emotion and let's look at how is your plan affected, not let's look at the headlines. So that's really important too.
Right. And then you help clients figure out whether or not they're taking on too much risk or not enough, right? Some people think they're fine. They're like, oh, I'm within my risk tolerance. And then they're like, you show them, oh, wow, I'm a little too risky now as I'm heading into retirement, right?
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, you know, I'm conservative. And one of my favorite things is I always say, well, can you define your version of conservative? Because, you know, your version versus mine versus, you know, Joe Schmo down the street are all probably potentially different. Yeah. So it's really important to have you as the client, the person who whose money we're talking about, define what does that mean for you? And that's why we always start by asking two questions. You know, how much risk are you comfortable with? But then also how much risk can your plan afford to take? You know, sometimes we do portfolio reviews and we're like, hey, you know, you could essentially make nothing and you'd be okay, but they're still taking on a lot of risk. And, you know, sometimes when we ask those two questions, what are you comfortable with and how much risk can your plan take on? Those answers don't match up. I had a couple I met with who they told me, hey, we're conservative. They didn't want to take big chances in retirement. But when we actually analyzed their portfolio, we found that if the market dropped 20%, they could lose over $200,000 in a matter of weeks.
Oh my goodness.
In a bad market. So that wasn't conservative according to them. They were stunned and, you know, kind of at a loss, you know, that kind of loss, it wasn't uncomfortable. It actually, you know, really could have derailed what they needed to do in retirement. And that's why I really say, you know, it's not the gains that's usually going to impact somebody's retirement. Gains are great, but they don't usually put your lifestyle at risk. They're not going to change your lifestyle in retirement. It's the losses, especially early on, that can do lasting damage. Imagine climbing a mountain. You can celebrate the view at the top, but slip on the way down without a safety harness, and that could be really devastating, right?
Yeah.
You know, and another thing I always say is, you know, just like in life, whether it's your health, your habits, or even the doctor you see, your needs are going to change when you get older as well. You wouldn't go to a pediatrician at age 65, right?
No.
No.
You shouldn't.
We go see somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, the same kind of goes for your portfolio. The investment strategy that helped you grow your wealth during your working years isn't necessarily the same strategy that's going to help protect it in retirement. You're not building that nest egg anymore. You're starting to live off of it. So that shift from accumulation to distribution requires a different approach, and it may require you working with somebody else too. So it's really important that you make sure your income's reliable, your risk is appropriate, and your plan can adapt when life throws you curveballs. That's why we run stress tests, income analysis, and once people see how their investments connect directly to their retirement, you know, paycheck, I call it their play check.
I like that.
The conversation changes. Mm-hmm. It starts being less about chasing returns and more about creating and helping create that confidence, stability. If you have questions on how your portfolio is set up, or you're going, okay, do I need to be taking as much risk in my portfolio? Give us a call, 916-884-2584, or you can always download the Retirement Toolkit. It's going to have resources about taxes in there, about recession handling, a copy of my book, all yours complimentary. Text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 916-884-2584.
And remember their website too. It's monolithfinancial.com. You can head there. Like Camille said, you can catch our shows that we've done in the past right there on their website, monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. So, okay, we are talking about how to navigate a bumpy road to retirement as far as the markets go. And there's a study from Fidelity recently says missing out on the best performing days of the stock market can cut your bottom line in a big way. So, Camille, let's just look at some of these figures. They give an example here, a $10,000 amount invested in the stock market between January 1 of 1980 to December 31st of 2022. So we're talking 40 years, would have yielded about $1.1 million. But tell us what happens if you miss the index 5 highest days, what that would drop to, or the 10 highest days. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this is one of my favorite things. I love to show people this because, you know, when we're in bad market conditions, people start to get emotionally scared about a lot of things. And so one of my favorite things is I always go onto Google right in front of them and I show them, hey, look at this chart. They show just the cost of trying to time the market or missing the best 10 days, you know, 30 days, 40 days in the market, what that could and how that could affect you. So if you're listening in Google, go ahead and type in missing 10 best days in the market, click on images, and it's the image that kind of has its more orange cost of timing the market. It's a great visual to just show you, you know, that yes, I understand volatility can be nerve-wracking. You know, none of us like to see red days, right? But the truth is they are somewhat unavoidable, right?
Right.
And so the lesson really is staying in the market matters more than trying to time it perfectly. You know, if you miss the 10 highest day of returns, So what you were saying, Luann, you know, I'll give kind of an example.
Okay.
You know, if you invested $10,000 in the S&P 500 and you missed 10 of the best days, instead of having almost $65,000, you'd only have just shy of $30,000.
Oh my.
That's a big difference,
right? Big difference.
Now use that on maybe bigger numbers or apply your portfolio mm-hmm. to that. That's really, you know, important. So one of the biggest questions we get is, well, how do you prepare, you know, for the future with the market in mind? And that really means building a plan with purpose, one that separates your retirement income from the day-to-day swings of the market. You know, you think of it kind of like having three different types of bucket. You've got your short-term income, safe, stable, no surprises. Midterm needs, that's kind of your growth, maybe moderate risk, long-term, and that's where the market really can work in your favor. So it's really important to understand what is it that your retirement plan needs to reach your goals. I've used the cookie analogy a lot of times where it's like, hey, if you tell me you want to make chocolate chip cookies, I better not hand you a can of molasses, right? That's not going to help you make chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
You know, so it's important to understand what is it you need in order to reach your goals. So give us a call. Let's talk. Let's find out, are you retirement ready or how risky are you? 916-884-2584. You can also text the word visit, 916-884-2584.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Camille Butterfield, the daughter part of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. So Camille, we're going to get into some mailbag questions right now. I know you love this, and I'm just going
to... I love hearing from our listeners, so I'm excited to hear what questions you guys have.
Okay, I'm going to pull them out of the hat here. First question for you comes from Kay. She says, I just heard your show for the first time a few weeks ago, and I realized, well, I don't know much as much about retirement planning as I thought I did. I've been contributing to a 401k at work for years. I have some other savings, but what else might I really want to be thinking about?
Well, Kay, first off, thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, let me say this, you're in the majority because a lot of people spend decades saving for retirement, contributing to a 401k, building up IRAs, but few of them really look forward and say, how do I have a clear strategy to turn those savings into income once paychecks stop? You know, you mentioned you're contributing to a 401k and that's a great start. One of the things I would ask is, does your current employer offer a Roth 401k? So the difference there is that a Roth 401k, your portion of what you're contributing goes into the Roth or tax-free account. Everything that grows to then is tax-free for you. Now you're going to pay taxes on that today, so you won't get as large of a deduction. But, you know, we really look and we say, do you think taxes are going to go up or down during your lifetime? And, you know, we use the analogy, would you rather pay taxes on the seed or the harvest? The employer's part usually goes into the normal 401k, so 100% taxable. So you'll still have that bucket kind of growing for you too. But it's a great way, you know, to find out, do you have ways of starting to have tax efficient planning in your 401k, your employer sponsored plan? Then based on how much you are making, you could also contribute to a Roth IRA outside of that. You can contribute to both depending on your income. So those are two key areas, you know, I definitely say to look at. And then also start understanding how much income do I think I'm going to need in retirement? That's going to help decide how much risk do you need to be taking, really saving and helping you impact and plan ahead. Just because you may be, you know, 40 or 50 years old, let's say, doesn't mean that's too early to start planning. And just because, you know, retirement is 6 months or a week away, doesn't mean it's too late either.
That's a good point, you know. It really is a good point. My husband and I kind of focused on retirement at about age 50, truly. We were not saving much, Camille. Yeah, and it's terrible that we weren't saving very much. And then all of a sudden, we're like, our son's going off to college. We have debt. And gosh, you know, we're 15 years away from being 65, and it scared us. And that's when we decided to make some changes and get out of debt. And so we moved to a smaller house, started paying off debt. And And we had totally just changed, you know, our way of thinking and saving for retirement. So now we're debt free, and I feel like we're on a better track. So, yeah, we're trying to do those Roths and all that.
Yeah, and that's great because a lot of times I do have conversations. I'm like, hey, you know what? Things might just have to be a little uncomfortable right now for you to improve your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what you and, you know, your husband decided to do was, hey, the kids are out of the house. We don't need all this space.
Right.
Let's downsize. Let's take care of our debt. Let's really start planning because 15 years probably went by real fast for you, huh?
It went by really, really fast. Yeah. Here we are. I'm 65. He's turning 65. And, you know, I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful we moved. And also, you know, being in that big house and living paycheck to paycheck, it was stressful on our marriage. Very. Mm-hmm. So this really helped. So anyway, Kay, I'm just so glad you asked that question. So glad you're listening now. Thank you for being part of our listening audience. And give Camille and her dad a call. They would love to guide you about your retirement. Let me give that number out again. That number, you can call or text the word visit to get on their calendar. And remember, it's a complimentary visit. 916-884-2584. 916-884-2584. All right, let's continue with our mailbag, Camille. This next question happens to be from Patty. And she says, I am 64. So the next big thing I'm wondering about right now is Medicare. All the mail I've received has made me wonder when the best time to sign up is.
Oh, you're at the fun age where your mailbox just gets full of all those Medicare pamphlets and all the TV shows, all that marketing. So, Patty, prepare your mailbox. But, you know, Patty, that's a great question. And a lot of those Medicare mailers, I'm going to say, can feel really overwhelming. They almost feel sometimes like they can really overcomplicate things. And one of my biggest goals for a lot of people is to simplify as much as possible and basically pull out the weeds and create a clearer path to just go, okay, if it doesn't affect my situation, I don't need to know about it. But the general rule for enrolling in Medicare is you want to do it during your initial enrollment period, which starts 3 months before your 65th birthday. So the best time to enroll can depend on whether you're still working and covered by a group health plan. You will have to go ahead and, in order to sign up for Medicare, you actually sign up through Social Security. So if you don't have a login for Social Security, create one of those. Make sure that you pay attention to the date in which that you want to start Medicare. And, you know, if you're still working, you don't always have to sign up for both A and B. You can sign up for just A because you may have workers' benefits. Mm-hmm. And then also pay attention if your current employer, do they offer essentially like it's called like a covered or qualified Part D or drug plan. Here is our number for you. It's 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit if you'd like to have a 15-minute phone call, or I'll say Medicare ready.
Yeah,
phone call.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so give me a call, 916-884-2584, and we can talk a little bit more about what's going on with your plan directly.
I love that, Camille. And let me just say from experience, I had to sign up for Medicare 1 year ago. And I love that you have a team that can guide people because I was one of those people that kept, I don't want to confuse people, but kept saying, and I'm still working full time. So I'm on my company insurance and it kept saying, don't forget to sign up for Part B. And I knew I was supposed to sign up for only Part A. Every single page, don't forget to sign up for Part B.
Yeah.
So I signed up for Part B. And then I ended up, it was a mess. So don't do that. Get some help from Jeff and Camille. They can guide you. And so now my husband signed up this year and he did not make that mistake. So
yeah, you made that for him. So lesson learned.
Lesson learned. People here at work too. Another guy at work did the same thing. He had someone looking over his shoulder while he went through it. So get it. It can be intimidating and confusing. So get some guidance and Jeff and Camille can help you. Oh, my word. So anyway, thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, today here with Camille Butterfield. So, all right, next question from our mailbag. Lori is saying, she goes, my husband and I have been serious about saving for retirement. We're realizing we need to get even more serious now about planning for retirement. We think it might make sense to talk to a financial professional about what we have. What are some basic questions to ask when we meet with someone? Kind of right along what we're talking about today.
I love this, Lori. And this is one big thing I'm always just like, okay, I think you've solidified. I need to create just this PDF where people say, okay, here's, you know, a copy of questions to ask people. Because there are important questions. And one of the things I'm also going to tell you, Lori, is along with the questions you ask, go with your gut feeling. You're building a relationship with someone that, you know, hopefully is going to carry you through the rest of your retirement years. And you want them to be, you know, a partner in your retirement plan. So they also have to fit well with you and, you know, the feelings you have with them. You know, do you like them? Are they listening to you? Are they explaining things in a good way too? But here's some other questions. So you can ask, do you focus more on accumulation or income planning in retirement? How do you build tax efficiency into a retirement strategy? Will we get a written income plan that shows where our money will come from, what our accounts can do, you know, the lifetime, 10, 15, 20 years in the future? Are you independent or are you affiliated with a specific company? If you're recommending specific products, is that really the only product you offer? How are you compensated for the recommendations you make? Also, what are your fees? So if they're looking at managing your money, understand there's usually an advisory fee. And then also make sure they talk to you about what's called an expense ratio, or essentially the underlying fund fees. So if you own ETFs or mutual funds, there are certain fees associated with owning those specific ones. So you always want, you know, a full transparent picture painted for you. Also ask them, you know, what professional licenses do you currently hold? You can ask them things like, what do you have? What does it look like to work with you? In some cases, you can even ask, can I maybe speak to a few people, or do you have an event coming up with some of your clients where I can interact? But like I said, the most important thing I'm going to say is, do they listen first or do they sell first? Because you really want someone who takes the time to understand your goals before offering solutions. So those are some great questions that I think are really, really important. But I want to say, because I know we're running out of time, you know, I appreciate everyone listening today. And I hope that each time you listen, you're given little nuggets that, you know, help give you a little bit more clarity or encourage you to go out and maybe make some adjustments in your retirement plan. Thank you so much for joining us on the Monolith Money Show. Until next time, stay smart, stay prepared, and take action. And of course, give us a call, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.